The Self-Esteem Book by Matthew McKay, Patrick Fanning. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Self-Esteem Book by Matthew McKay and Patrick Fanning is a comprehensive guide to understanding, developing, and maintaining healthy self-esteem. The authors provide an in-depth look at the concept of self-esteem, its importance in our lives, and how it can be improved. They discuss the various components of self-esteem such as confidence, assertiveness, resilience, acceptance of oneself and others, positive thinking patterns, emotional intelligence skills such as empathy and problem-solving abilities. The book begins with an overview of what self-esteem is and why it matters. It then goes on to explain how low or high levels of self-esteem can affect different areas of life, including relationships with family members or friends, work performance, physical health, mental health, decision-making ability, creativity, communication skills, etc. The authors also explore the causes behind low or high levels of self-esteem, such as childhood experiences or current circumstances. In addition to discussing the concept itself, the Self-Esteem Book provides practical advice for improving one's own level of self-esteem. This includes tips on setting realistic goals that are achievable within a certain time frame, learning effective coping strategies when faced with difficult situations or emotions like anger or fear, engaging in activities that promote relaxation such as yoga or meditation, etc., building supportive relationships with people who will encourage you rather than criticize you, etc. Finally, the book offers guidance on how to maintain healthy levels of self-esteem over time through regular practice. It emphasizes that while there may be setbacks along the way due to external factors beyond one's control, such as job loss, having strong foundations built upon good habits will help individuals stay resilient during tough times. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Developing self-esteem. Self-esteem is an important part of our lives and can be developed through understanding our own thoughts and feelings, and learning to accept and appreciate ourselves. Main idea number 2. Self-esteem and self-worth. Self-esteem is closely related to self-worth, which is the value we place on ourselves and our abilities. Main idea number 3. Self-esteem and self-confidence. Self-esteem and self-confidence are closely related, and both involve believing in ourselves and our abilities. Main idea number 4. Self-esteem and self-acceptance. Self-esteem and self-acceptance are closely related, and involve accepting ourselves and our flaws. Main idea number 5. Self-esteem and self-respect. Self-esteem and self-respect are closely related, and involve respecting ourselves and our abilities. Main idea number 6. Self-esteem and self-compassion. Self-esteem and self-compassion are closely related, and involve being kind and understanding to ourselves. Main idea number 7. Self-esteem and self-love. Self-esteem and self-love are closely related, and involve loving ourselves and our abilities. Main idea number 8. Self-esteem and self-care. Self-esteem and self-care are closely related, and involve taking care of ourselves and our needs. Main idea number 9. Self-esteem and self-improvement. Self-esteem and self-improvement are closely related, and involve striving to become the best version of ourselves. Main idea number 10. Self-esteem and self-awareness. Self-esteem and self-awareness are closely related, and involve understanding our own thoughts and feelings. Main idea number 11. Self-esteem and self-confidence building. Self-esteem and self-confidence building are closely related, and involve developing our own skills and abilities. Main idea number 12. Self-esteem and self-empowerment. self-esteem and self-empowerment are closely related and involve believing in our own power and potential. Main idea number 13. Self-esteem and self-motivation. Self-esteem and self-motivation are closely related and involve motivating ourselves to reach our goals. Main idea number 14. Self-esteem and self-determination. Self-esteem and self-determination are closely related and involve having the courage to make our own decisions. Main idea number 15. Self-esteem and self-reliance. Self-esteem and self-reliance are closely related and involve relying on ourselves and our own abilities. Main idea number 16. Self-esteem and self-trust. Self-esteem and self-trust are closely related and involve trusting ourselves and our own decisions. Main idea number 17. Self-esteem and self-expression. Self-esteem and self-expression are closely related and involve expressing ourselves and our feelings. Main idea number 18. Self-esteem and self-improvement strategies. Self-esteem and self-improvement strategies are closely related and involve developing strategies to improve our self-esteem. Main idea number 19. Self-esteem and self-help. Self-esteem and self-help are closely related and involve using self-help techniques to improve our self-esteem. Main idea number 20. Self-esteem and self-reflection. Self-esteem and self-reflection are closely related and involve reflecting on our own thoughts and feelings. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Developing self-esteem is an important part of our lives. It involves understanding our own thoughts and feelings and learning to accept and appreciate ourselves. Self-esteem can be developed through a variety of activities such as positive affirmations, setting realistic goals, engaging in meaningful relationships with others, developing healthy coping skills for stress management, and taking care of one's physical health. The Self-Esteem book by Matthew McKay and Patrick Fanning provides readers with practical advice on how to develop their self-esteem. The book covers topics such as recognizing negative thinking patterns that lead to low self-esteem, identifying the sources of these patterns, challenging them, replacing them with more positive beliefs about oneself, building confidence in one's abilities, improving communication skills, managing emotions effectively, dealing with criticism constructively, developing assertiveness skills, creating supportive relationships with others, cultivating resilience in the face of adversity or failure, among other topics. By following the advice provided in this book, readers will gain insight into their own thought processes and learn how to build a strong foundation for lasting self-confidence. With practice over time, they will be able to recognize when their thoughts are leading them down a path towards low self-esteem so that they can take steps towards changing those thought patterns. Main idea number 2. Self-esteem is an important part of our overall sense of well-being. It is the way we view ourselves and how we feel about our abilities, strengths, weaknesses, and accomplishments. Self-esteem can be affected by many factors such as family relationships, school or work performance, physical appearance, and social interactions. Self-worth is closely related to self-esteem in that it reflects the value we place on ourselves and our abilities. Our self-worth influences how much respect we have for ourselves and how confident we are in making decisions. When our self-worth is low, it can lead to feelings of insecurity or worthlessness, which can affect all areas of life. It's important to remember that both self-esteem and self-worth are not fixed traits; they can change over time depending on experiences or circumstances. Developing a healthy level of both requires effort but also has great rewards. Increased confidence in oneself leads to greater success in life. Main idea number 3. Self-esteem and self-confidence are closely related, but they are not the same. Self-esteem is an overall evaluation of our worth as a person, while self-confidence is more focused on our belief in our abilities to do certain things. Both involve believing in ourselves and having faith that we can accomplish what we set out to do. Having healthy levels of both self-esteem and self-confidence can help us feel secure in who we are and give us the courage to take risks. It allows us to be open to new experiences without fear of failure or criticism from others. When we have strong feelings of self-worth, it gives us the strength to stand up for ourselves when necessary and make decisions based on what's best for us. Developing these qualities takes time, effort, and practice. We need to learn how to recognize our strengths and weaknesses so that we can build upon them accordingly. We also need to challenge negative thoughts about ourselves with positive affirmations that remind us of all the good things about who we are. Main idea number 4. Self-esteem and self-acceptance are closely related concepts. Self-esteem is the overall opinion we have of ourselves, while self-acceptance involves accepting our flaws and imperfections. It is important to recognize that both of these concepts involve a process of learning to accept ourselves as we are, rather than striving for perfection or trying to be someone else. When it comes to developing healthy self-esteem and self-acceptance, it's important to focus on our strengths and positive qualities instead of dwelling on our weaknesses or shortcomings. We can also practice being kinder towards ourselves by recognizing when we make mistakes or fail at something. This helps us learn from our experiences without beating ourselves up over them. It's also helpful to remember that everyone has their own unique set of strengths and weaknesses, so comparing yourself with others isn't productive. Instead, try focusing on your own progress and growth in order to build confidence in yourself. Main idea number 5. Self-esteem and self-respect are closely related concepts. Self-esteem is the overall opinion we have of ourselves, while self-respect involves respecting our own abilities and worth as individuals. When we have a healthy level of both self-esteem and self-respect, it means that we value ourselves for who we are, accept our strengths and weaknesses, and recognize our potential to grow. Having a strong sense of both self-esteem and self-respect can help us make better decisions in life. We will be more likely to take risks when necessary, stand up for what's right even if it's unpopular or difficult to do so, set boundaries with others when needed, practice good communication skills with those around us, strive for excellence in all areas of life without becoming perfectionistic or overly critical of ourselves. Developing these qualities requires effort on our part, however, the rewards are well worth it. With high levels of both self-esteem and respect comes greater confidence in oneself, which leads to increased happiness in life. It also helps us build healthier relationships with others since they will see us as someone worthy of their time and attention. Main idea number 6. Self-esteem and self-compassion are closely related concepts that involve being kind and understanding to ourselves. Self-esteem is the belief in our own worth, while self-compassion involves treating ourselves with kindness and understanding when we make mistakes or experience difficult emotions. It also involves recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, has flaws, and experiences difficult emotions from time to time. When it comes to developing healthy self-esteem and self-compassion, it's important to recognize our strengths as well as our weaknesses. We should strive for balance between acknowledging both positive qualities about ourselves as well as areas where we can improve. This helps us build a realistic view of who we are without becoming overly critical or too lenient on ourselves. It's also important to practice mindfulness when engaging in activities such as journaling or meditation, which can help us become more aware of how we think about ourselves. By paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in a non-judgmental way, we can gain insight into what triggers negative thinking patterns so that they don't take over our lives. Finally, it's essential to remember that building healthy self-esteem takes time and effort but is ultimately rewarding. With patience and dedication, you can learn how to be kinder towards yourself while still striving for personal growth. Main idea number 7. Self-esteem and self-love are closely related concepts. Self-esteem is the opinion we have of ourselves, while self-love involves loving ourselves and our abilities. It is important to recognize that both of these concepts involve more than just feeling good about yourself. They also involve taking responsibility for your life, accepting yourself as you are, and believing in your own worthiness. In order to cultivate a healthy sense of self-esteem and self-love, it is important to practice positive affirmations on a regular basis. Positive affirmations can help us focus on our strengths rather than weaknesses, build confidence in our abilities, and remind us that we are worthy of love regardless of any mistakes or failures we may have experienced in the past. It is also helpful to surround yourself with people who support you unconditionally. Having supportive friends or family members can provide an invaluable source of encouragement when times get tough. Additionally, engaging in activities that bring joy into your life can be beneficial for cultivating feelings of self-worth. Finally, it's important to remember that developing strong feelings of self-esteem and self-love takes time, it doesn't happen overnight. With patience and dedication, however, anyone can learn how to appreciate themselves fully over time. Main idea number 8. Self-esteem and self-care are closely related concepts. Self-esteem is the belief that we have value as human beings, while self-care involves taking care of ourselves and our needs. When we take good care of ourselves, it helps to build our sense of worth and confidence in who we are. On the other hand, when our self-esteem is low, it can be difficult to make time for activities that nurture us. Self-care includes both physical and emotional aspects. Physically, this means getting enough restful sleep, eating nutritious foods, exercising regularly, avoiding drugs or alcohol abuse, and seeking medical attention when needed. Emotionally speaking, self-care involves engaging in activities that bring joy or relaxation, such as reading a book or listening to music, spending quality time with friends, expressing feelings through art or writing, practicing mindfulness meditation, setting healthy boundaries with others, learning how to say no without feeling guilty, forgiving oneself for mistakes made in the past, being kinder to oneself by talking positively about one's own abilities and accomplishments. By making an effort to practice regular self-care habits on a daily basis, even if only for a few minutes each day, we can help boost our overall sense of well-being, which will ultimately lead to improved levels of self-esteem. Main idea number 9. Self-esteem and self-improvement are closely related concepts. Self-esteem is the belief that we have in ourselves, our abilities, and our worth as a person. It is an important part of feeling good about ourselves and having confidence in our own capabilities. Self-improvement involves striving to become the best version of ourselves by setting goals, developing skills, and taking action to reach those goals. When we work on improving ourselves through self-improvement activities such as learning new skills or working towards personal goals, it can help us build up our self-esteem. This is because when we achieve something or make progress towards a goal, it gives us a sense of accomplishment which boosts our feelings of self-worth. Additionally, when we take steps to improve ourselves, it shows that we value who we are and what we can do. The combination of self-esteem and self-improvement creates a powerful cycle where each one reinforces the other. As you strive for improvement, your esteem increases, while increased esteem helps motivate further improvements. By focusing on both aspects together, you can create positive changes in yourself that will last over time. Main idea number 10. Self-esteem is the way we feel about ourselves, and it affects our behavior in many ways. It influences how we interact with others, how confident we are in our abilities, and even how successful we are in life. Self-awareness is the ability to recognize and understand our own thoughts and feelings. It helps us to be aware of what motivates us, as well as what holds us back. Having a healthy level of self-esteem requires both self-awareness and an understanding of our strengths and weaknesses. We need to know who we are, our values, beliefs, goals, in order to have a positive view of ourselves. When we can identify these things within ourselves, it gives us confidence that allows us to take risks without fear or hesitation. At the same time, having too much self-esteem can lead to arrogance or narcissism if not kept in check by self-awareness. Being able to recognize when you're feeling overly confident or entitled will help you stay grounded so that your successes don't go unchecked. Ultimately, developing strong levels of both self-esteem and self-awareness is essential for leading a fulfilling life. By being mindful of your thoughts and feelings while also recognizing your worthiness as an individual will allow you to make decisions confidently while still remaining humble. Main idea number 11. Self-esteem and self-confidence building involve developing our own skills and abilities in order to feel good about ourselves. This involves recognizing our strengths, weaknesses, and areas of potential growth. It also means learning how to set realistic goals for ourselves that are achievable with effort. We can then use these goals as a way to measure our progress over time. In addition, we need to learn how to accept compliments from others without feeling embarrassed or uncomfortable. We should also be able to recognize when we have done something well and give ourselves credit for it. Finally, it is important that we practice positive self-talk by speaking kindly about ourselves instead of focusing on negative thoughts. By taking the time to build up our self-esteem and confidence levels, we can become more confident in all aspects of life, from work or school performance through relationships with friends and family members. With increased confidence comes greater success in achieving personal goals. Main idea number 12. Self-esteem and self-empowerment are closely related concepts. Self-esteem is the belief in our own worth, value, and capabilities. It involves recognizing our strengths and weaknesses, accepting ourselves as we are, and having a positive attitude towards ourselves. Self-empowerment is the process of believing in our own power to make changes in our lives. It involves taking responsibility for our actions, setting goals for ourselves, and striving to reach them. Having high self-esteem can help us feel more confident about making decisions that will benefit us in the long run. When we have faith in ourselves, it gives us strength to take risks or try something new without fear of failure or criticism from others. With strong self-esteem comes an increased sense of control over one's life. This can lead to greater feelings of autonomy and independence. Self-empowerment also helps build resilience when faced with difficult situations or challenges. We become better equipped at problem-solving because we trust that we have the ability to find solutions on our own rather than relying on external sources for answers or support. This allows us to take ownership over how we respond to adversity instead of feeling helpless or overwhelmed by it. Ultimately, both self-esteem and self-empowerment involve believing in oneself, in one's abilities as well as potential, and trusting that whatever happens along the way will be manageable if approached with courage and determination. Main idea number 13. Self-esteem and self-motivation are closely related, as they both involve taking responsibility for our own lives. Self-esteem is the belief that we have value and worth as individuals, while self-motivation involves motivating ourselves to reach our goals. When we have a healthy sense of self-esteem, it can help us to stay motivated in pursuing our goals. We may be more likely to take risks or try new things if we believe in ourselves and feel confident about our abilities. On the other hand, when we lack confidence in ourselves or don't believe that we can achieve something, it can be difficult to stay motivated. Low self-esteem often leads us to doubt ourselves and become discouraged when faced with challenges or setbacks. It is important to recognize these feelings of low self-worth so that you can work on building your confidence back up. One way of doing this is by setting realistic goals for yourself and breaking them down into smaller steps that you know you can accomplish. This will give you a sense of accomplishment each time you complete one step towards your goal, which will help build your confidence over time. Additionally, rewarding yourself for reaching milestones along the way will also help keep motivation levels high. Main idea number 14. Self-esteem and self-determination are closely related concepts. Self-esteem is the belief that we have value as a person, while self-determination involves having the courage to make our own decisions. When we have strong self-esteem, it gives us the confidence to take risks and pursue our goals with determination. On the other hand, when we lack self-confidence or feel insecure about ourselves, it can be difficult for us to make decisions on our own or take action in pursuit of what we want. Having high levels of both self-esteem and self-determination is essential for leading a fulfilling life. With these qualities, you will be able to trust your instincts and act on them without fear of failure or criticism from others. You will also be more likely to set realistic goals for yourself and work hard towards achieving them. Additionally, having strong levels of both qualities can help you stay motivated even when things get tough. Developing healthy levels of both self-esteem and self-determination takes time and effort, but is well worth it in the end. Start by taking small steps such as setting achievable goals for yourself each day or week. This will give you a sense of accomplishment which can boost your confidence over time. Also, try challenging yourself with new activities that require decision-making skills. This will help build up your ability to think independently. Main idea number 15. Self-esteem and self-reliance are closely related concepts. Self-esteem is the belief that we have in ourselves, our abilities, and our worth as a person. It involves trusting ourselves to make decisions and take action on our own behalf. Self-reliance is the ability to rely on oneself for guidance, support, and direction in life. When we have strong self-esteem, it gives us the confidence to trust ourselves more fully. We become less dependent on others for validation or approval of our choices because we know that what matters most is how we feel about them. This allows us to be more independent and take responsibility for our lives. At the same time, having high self-esteem also helps us develop better relationships with others by allowing us to communicate openly without fear of judgment or criticism from them. When we can express ourselves honestly without worrying about being judged or rejected by those around us, it creates an atmosphere of mutual respect which strengthens all relationships. Ultimately, developing both self-esteem and self-reliance leads to greater personal freedom and autonomy in life. By believing in ourselves enough to make decisions based on what feels right rather than relying solely on external sources of validation or approval from others, we can create a life that reflects who we truly are inside. Main idea number 16. Self-esteem and self-trust are closely related concepts. Self-esteem is the belief that we have value as a person, while self-trust involves trusting ourselves and our own decisions. When we trust ourselves, it means that we believe in our ability to make good choices for ourselves and to handle whatever life throws at us. It also means believing in our capacity to learn from mistakes and grow from them. Having strong self-esteem can help us develop greater levels of self-trust because it gives us confidence in our abilities. We know that if something doesn't work out, then we can use the experience as an opportunity to learn more about ourselves and how best to move forward. With this kind of attitude, it becomes easier for us to take risks without fear of failure or criticism. Developing both self-esteem and self-trust takes time but is well worth the effort. As these two qualities become stronger within us, they will give us greater resilience when facing difficult situations or challenging times ahead. Main idea number 17. Self-esteem is an important part of our overall well-being. It involves feeling good about ourselves and having a positive attitude towards life. Self-expression is the way we communicate our thoughts, feelings, and ideas to others. It can be verbal or nonverbal, such as through art or music. When we have healthy self-esteem, it allows us to express ourselves more freely and confidently. We are able to take risks in expressing our true selves without fear of judgment or criticism from others. This helps us build relationships with those around us by being open and honest about who we are. On the other hand, when we lack self-esteem, it can lead to difficulty in expressing ourselves authentically. We may feel like no one will understand us or that what we say won't matter anyway, so why bother trying? This can lead to feelings of isolation and loneliness, which further erode our sense of self-worth. It's important for all of us to work on building up our self-esteem so that we can express ourselves fully without fear or hesitation. When this happens, not only do we benefit, but those around us also gain insight into who we really are as individuals. Main idea number 18. Self-esteem and self-improvement strategies are closely related, as improving our self-esteem is an important part of personal growth. Self-esteem is the way we view ourselves, and it affects how we interact with others and how successful we are in life. To improve our self-esteem, it's important to develop strategies that help us recognize our strengths and weaknesses, set realistic goals for ourselves, practice positive thinking habits, take care of ourselves physically and emotionally, learn from mistakes without beating ourselves up over them, build healthy relationships with others who support us in achieving our goals, challenge negative thoughts about ourselves or situations that arise in life. These strategies can be used to create a more positive outlook on life by helping us focus on what we have rather than what we lack. It also helps us become aware of any unhealthy patterns or behaviors that may be holding us back from reaching our full potential. Additionally, these strategies can help increase motivation levels so that we feel empowered to make changes in order to reach desired outcomes. By implementing effective self-improvement strategies such as those outlined above into daily routines or activities like journaling or meditation practices can lead to improved mental health overall, which will ultimately result in increased feelings of confidence and higher levels of self-esteem. Main idea number 19. Self-esteem and self-help are closely related concepts. Self-esteem is the way we feel about ourselves, our sense of worth and value as a person. It affects how we think, act, and interact with others. Self-help involves using techniques to improve our self-esteem by changing negative thoughts or behaviors that may be holding us back from achieving our goals. The Self-Esteem book by Matthew McKay and Patrick Fanning provides readers with practical advice on how to build their self-esteem through various exercises such as journaling, positive affirmations, visualization techniques, goal-setting strategies, relaxation methods, and more. The book also offers guidance on how to recognize unhealthy thought patterns that can lead to low self-esteem so they can be addressed in order for individuals to reach their full potential. By utilizing the tools provided in this book along with other forms of therapy or counseling if needed, individuals can learn how to develop healthy coping skills which will help them manage stressors in life while building up their confidence levels over time. Main idea number 20. Self-esteem and self-reflection are closely related, as they both involve taking a look at our own thoughts and feelings. Self-reflection is the process of examining one's own beliefs, values, attitudes, behaviors, and motivations in order to gain insight into how we think about ourselves. It involves looking inwardly at our strengths and weaknesses in order to better understand who we are. Through this process of introspection, we can learn more about what makes us unique individuals. Self-esteem is an important part of self-reflection because it helps us evaluate how much value or worth we place on ourselves. When engaging in self-reflection activities such as journaling or meditation, it's important to be aware of any negative thoughts that may arise regarding our sense of worthiness or capability. By recognizing these thoughts for what they are, simply mental constructs, we can begin to challenge them with positive affirmations that help build up our confidence. By combining the practice of self-reflection with building healthy levels of self-esteem through positive affirmations and other techniques such as goal-setting and visualization exercises, we can create a strong foundation for personal growth and development. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.